well,
early
it's
here.
technically
I'm
the
gonna have
second
to
day of
tell you.
spring. What's going on? Sun shining. Weather's a little warm.
It is. It's quite lovely.
Windows
Yeah, the
open,
window's
breeze coming
open.
in, flowers blooming, birds and the bees fucking.
Fucking.
Things are going well outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things are
Rich,
good.
how are you?
I'm good. I getting out. I
Going
went
out's
out
nice.
a little bit today.
Going
It
out's
was
nice.
nice. I
Oh,
met
huh.
Liz and Nick for
What'd you
lunch.
get?
I left the house.
Ah,
We
okay.
met for sushi. It
I
was
like sushi.
quite
It's
nice. It
great.
was quite nice.
I have
Sushi's
not
good.
gone out yet, but I have gone out to the little back patio that I have here. It's took in some fresh air. After this, I'm gonna take some walk
Lovely.
and just absorb the good old sunlight. Get that vitamin D. But
Absolutely.
welcome everybody to the Gecko Gamescast. We talk about
We're here.
life, video games. What is video games? I don't know.
This
Yeah, the Snyder's cut.
Batman.
Yeah, the Snyder's cut.
Snyder's cut.
Just anything under the sun that you want to know about and more. We'll tell you what you need to know about. If you ever woke up today and were thinking, what do I put in here? You're pointing to your head? I'll tell you. Snyder's Cut. Rich, what'd you think about the Snyder's Cut?
It is so much better than the original Justice League. That being said, the original Justice League is one of the worst movies I've ever
Really?
seen.
One of the worst? It is
It's
bad.
so
Keep in mind,
bad.
last
It's so
episode, I went on a
bad.
tirade for like 30 minutes about this, so that's totally fair.
Yeah. It like
The
Snyder's Cut is
Snyder's. I'm
not
just
the
gonna call it the
Snyder Cut.
Snyder's
Yeah,
Cut.
damn it. Now I'm saying
As if it's like the Russo brothers.
the
The
Snyder
Russo
Cut
brother. The Snyder's Cut.
is not without flaw, and you see why this thing got hacked to shit, because like they were never going to let him make a fucking 4-hour Justice League
Yeah,
movie.
it's a lot.
Like
I
it just
still
wasn't gonna
stand with the
happen.
idea that even though it was decent, the fact that it's 4 hours is very not concerning. It's just, it's a lot.
Well,
So I can see why the studio had to do what they
here's
had
the
to do.
I watched it in two sittings, and here's the thing that like this is how I ended up stopping it. There are like chapter cards, which is like part six, and
Yeah.
there's like a title sequence, and so many people are applauding that, and I'm here to
Poo-poo. All
poo-poo on
right.
that idea. Like he didn't do anything. Like they're like, oh, and they break it up so nicely. I'm like, all he did was put a title card in between the act breaks.
Yeah,
All movies have act
I
breaks.
kept it on after last week of saying I will never watch this movie. I kept it on the background because I was not intently watching it, so maybe that's a fault of my own, but I was just watching it. I agree. I didn't care about the parts being broken up into anything. In fact, I watched it in pieces, not even by part segments, just by watching it.
Yeah.
And they did nothing. I'm not going to praise them for that. It did nothing for me.
Yeah, no. I mean the things about it that work are like having Darkseid in it makes Steppenwolf's intentions more clear and makes him more interesting. The redesign of Steppenwolf makes him look not fucking
Yeah.
stupid as all hell.
The beginning, and for those of you who don't want to be spoiled by this, okay. I'm sorry. Lo siento. The beginning, the one thing that I actually found myself wondering was that there were some scenes in there where I actually looked up and was like, I genuinely wondered why they actually cut it from the final cut of the movie, because certain things actually flowed better as a story, and when I remember seeing it in theaters, there were things that just made no fucking sense. And one of the main things, which is why it's not really a spoiler, but a spoiler anyways for those who didn't see it, it's right in the first scene of the movie where Superman is like screaming after he got stabbed by Doomsday from Batman v Superman, and that in turn activates the mother boxes. I have no clue why they didn't put that in the original cut of the movie. That is like the setup. That is the setup
Yeah.
for the movie, because in the theatrical cut, Steppenwolf just coming up and just showing up, and the mother box is just activating. It makes no. It just
Makes no sense.
happens. Thematically, it's story writing. It's a mess. Like, why? There was no explanation for that. Whereas,
Yep.
literally in the get of the first 5 minutes of the movie, I was like, okay, Superman screamed a mighty scream. The scream heard around the world, and that activated it. And I was thinking, okay, fine. So that was okay.
Yeah. The things it does right that I think are like worthwhile go to show you again why this maybe should have been two movies or why they would have been better suited to properly like build up to this the way the MCU did is because the stuff that was great was like spending more time with like the Flash and Cyborg. Those were the parts that were like really good. That fucking Iceland scene. Does Zack Snyder think Iceland isn't a real place? Does he think it's like
He
the
thinks
realm
it's
of the fairy
some
folk?
Nordic fantasy paradise, like not even a paradise, this Nordic fantasy remote
Yeah,
area that nobody exists in except for the unique and the downtrodden.
he thinks it's somewhere in the
It's
Gap
pretty
of
wild.
Rohan.
Yet, Bruce Wayne's American dollar is still good there, which also just kind of boggles the mind a
It's
bit.
still, yeah, it's very.
Bruce Wayne, for reference, he goes to find
Yeah.
Aquaman. This is all in the regular movie. And he offers money to the Icelandic folk. I think it's like 20 grand. And I was thinking, oh, he's gonna give them
To
Iceland
sell out the
bucks or whatever.
Aquaman.
I'm not sure what the currency is.
Here, I
Yeah,
brought
I
these
members
Iceland
of Iceland,
bucks.
please forgive me. Isks, ISK is
Does
isks,
Iceland
or
have a euro?
krona. So
Okay.
ISK, it's krona. That's the currency. So I thought,
Zenny.
okay, Bruce is going to give them currency that
I think they
actually
use
applies
Dill
to them. He's
there.
like, no, I got 20 G's right here, and flashes some Benjamins. And this kid takes it, and they all nod in agreement as if currency rates and transfers don't exist. And that was a little confusing for me. Also, I didn't know
Yeah.
how you could possibly exchange that kind of money in the
Yeah.
small village that he was showing. So it was a little confusing.
That was the. Like, if anything, wouldn't it have made more sense to have. Like, Bruce Wayne is this, like, billionaire playboy. Like, he should have just showed up with their money. Like, I
Well,
wouldn't
that's
have
the thing.
batted
They
an
even
eye
make
at that
reference.
concept.
There's always minor things that, you know what, you really can't nitpick, because I've seen comic books do stupid shit like this all the time, too. I gotta give them credit. Bruce Wayne comes in speaking Icelandic language, and it shows that he has the competency to understand, like, hey, I am pretty damn intelligent. Yet this guy coming in with the all-American dollar and saying, here, take this,
The all-powerful
please.
American
And then you
dollar.
have these Icelandic women singing this chorus as Aquaman throws a whiskey bottle into the ocean and takes his shirt off and also throws it into the ocean and then leaves as if he is some god. It's very strange. There's just a. But Zack Snyder is. That doesn't surprise me, because
Strange
Zack
choices.
Snyder, if there's one thing he always does, is have themes surrounding religious icons. Always. He never skips a chance
Yeah, everyone
to
is Christ.
insert any religious symbolic moments at all. And he does this with Superman being Jesus. Look no further than Batman v Superman, where Superman is literally being worshipped as a god. And there's even a scene where he's in like the painted glass window, and I was like, okay. He has a scene like that here too. Aquaman is seen as some deity, some fantastical deity that visits this, again, very remote location that makes it look like a fantasy location, to your point.
It was the scene where they're all singing
Yeah,
is
he goes into
what
the ocean and these women are just singing.
really pushed. I was like,
Yeah, that was
that's
weird.
fucking weird.
I even think Aquaman would think, like, this is fucking weird. And Wonder Woman is Wonder Woman. They changed up her theme a bit. Also has chanting in her theme now. It's just all very religious.
The
It
Wonder Woman
does.
theme still
It's just
slaps.
every time Wonder Woman came in, chanting, 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 chanting. I was like, all right, I get
Yeah.
it. Don't worry about it. Like, I get it. Cyborg and the Flash were indeed the heart of the movie. I still don't like Ezra Miller's Flash that's being written for him. I think it's terrible, but that's just me.
I liked him more than I did in this, but he still wouldn't. That is not my
No.
Barry Allen in my head, but it was better. than I think what
I try not
through
to
the original
be
cut.
an elitist when it comes to characterization. I'm always open to different interpretations of character. I think that's what keeps things fresh.
I'm the only thing I'll say I'm an elitist with is my constant, like, I will stand by this until the day I die. Zack Snyder
Yeah,
does not understand
he doesn't get the
Superman.
Flash either. He actually got Cyborg. And Cyborg's not that hard to
I think
get
he did a really
either,
good job with
because at
Cyborg.
the end of the day, he is a troubled teen who is merged with this technology. He feels very isolated and alienated from the world. That's not
Against
that
his will.
hard for Cyborg. I think keeping it consistent and fresh over time, that's always been the challenge for writers. How do we keep Cyborg interesting without devolving back into that state of feeling ostracized by society or having his technology overtake his humanity? But he fucking drops the ball on the Flash. He drops the ball on Superman. He just doesn't get it. And I have to say, though, where the movie truly does shine, from what I was just looking up and seeing most of the time, was they had a very good arc for Bruce as Batman. He had a very good story that had some finality to it.
He's really
It
good at
showed that he
hiring.
was a guy who was racked with guilt and just trying to do right and would do anything to kind of make good on that. And I think that was actually represented in a good way. And it was his movie at the end of the day. It was a good flick.
It was about in the end how like his role here is clearly like he's the one who brings the league together. Like Superman's death is the event that like pushes him to do this thing, but like him with the help of Diana is the one who like he's the one who's quote unquote not that special in certain terms, but he brought these people together to make
Yeah,
something bigger than
Batman pretty much
them.
carries the torch for the good portion of half
And
the movie, and I think for the rest of that movie, it was really Cyborg. And that was cool. I like that.
yeah. I don't know if you saw like the info dumps he did about like his plans for
No, I
Justice
didn't
League
see any of
1 through
that. What is
3.
that?
I think he had some interesting ideas that stuff that hasn't been done. Basically, by the end of Justice League 3, like when Darkseid is stopped, Bruce was going to die, and I think it was going to be revealed in part 2 that Lois is pregnant. There's even like a scene with a pregnancy test in this in a drawer when she's looking through some stuff. And Clark and Lois's son is born without powers, and he becomes Batman.
Not bad. Not bad. I don't think
Like, I think you could do
they
something
could.
interesting with
I could
that.
see that as like an Elseworld or just something that blatantly doesn't happen but is an entertaining thing to explore. One thing before we jump off of this too, because I know there's a lot of different things, and I do want one more take of yours as well before we skip it or move on. I thought Darkseid was good. I liked him.
What
Granny
about that
Goodness was
Granny
there.
Goodness?
For
Really, just
everybody else,
having
for the
Granny
out for
Goodness
people who
there?
literally don't know who the fuck this is, I don't blame them. I don't blame them for any of this bullshit where they're just thinking, why
No,
am I gonna care
it's
about any
hilarious
yeah,
to
it's
me that
just
it was
why am I
there.
gonna care about any of this? Steppenwolf was a little better. I did like him.
I think he was considerably better. Like, I get his design's way better, and his motivations were clear this time around. Like, I understood why he was doing what he was doing, and he felt like
For
more of an
sure.
interesting villain.
Yep, I agree with that. I
And did you
think.
see Kilowog?
What happened? No, was
Did you
he
see
there? In
Kilowog?
the flashback?
In Cyborg's vision of the nightmare future, when Superman is standing in the crumbling Hall of Justice with his laser eyes, and he kills Wonder Man and Aquaman on screen, you can
I
see
have to go back
Kilowog's
and watch that because I don't
corpse
even think I
lying on
saw
the
that scene.
street.
I think it was my head. I genuinely don't even remember that. I have to go back.
It's a blink and you miss it type thing, but I saw somebody post about it, and then I went back to the scene
I
and I'm
think
like, oh
some of
shit,
I think
yeah.
there was way too much slow-mo in this movie. But that's Zack Snyder.
Zach
That's
loves
his
his
cinematography.
slow-mo.
You can't. I expected that fully. I do believe that the film would probably shave off an extra 30 minutes if they actually did everything real time.
Less with
I'm
less
personally of two
slow-mo.
minds about this because I do like slow-mo. There's a place for it. It's just I think it'd be a lot cooler
He overuses
if
it.
it wasn't slow-mo half the time. Like, I actually think showcasing the power and speed and ferocity of some of these heroes and villains, I really think that would just do the movie some favor. Because it actually kind of cuts back, it cuts into that impact of just showing that these people are superhuman. When I kind of see the Flash, I don't know, stroking Iris's face in slow motion, kind of made me feel weird. But when, kind of, but then when
It
he's
was
like
creepy.
striking
It was more
rubble at the
creepy than
speed of
anything.
light, literally just going 50 miles, like 500 million miles an hour, just attacking all this rubble, and you're just seeing it in real time because you're just amazed by it. Some of the scenes were the best for that reason. It just, you're just sitting there and watching it, and you're just thinking, damn, that's really cool. Batman still shoots people. I'm okay with that. What are you gonna do? You gotta accept it. How else are you gonna kill it? How else are you gonna kill a parademon? What
Zack
is he gonna
Snyder
do?
sure
Turn
does get the
into
wrong.
James Gordon? Like, what are you gonna do?
Well, for Parademon, sure, but my main thing was always like Zack Snyder sure does take the wrong
Yeah,
lessons
he
from Frank
this
Miller,
guy
doesn't he?
literally just grabs guns all over. But I thought it was a solid thing that could have been cut up. I know that a lot of people who are fans of this have the expectation saying, oh, these guys did Zack Snyder did in one movie what Marvel had to accomplish in 22. Still of a different mind on that. I think that you can only benefit from having a movie that provides some backstory for some of these guys. Like, if you wanted to have, say, a Flash movie, a Superman movie, a Wonder Man movie, a Batman movie, which I so desperately think that this entire movie needed, and then you can have Cyborg kind of be the newer member when they're collecting them and have him be the heart of the film still, I'd totally be cool with that. I think that's fine. But I think they spend just way too much time. The reason why it's 4 hours is because it spends so much time just trying to gather everything and just get all the pieces together. I think the fights on Themyscira were really cool.
Line up
The
the pieces
Atlantis
for the
fights were
final
really
act.
cool. It's just set porn, all of it, and it looks great. It's just so much time. I think Themyscira is like 30 minutes. That's so much time. That's so much time, and it looked really
There's
cool.
a
It
lot
did.
happening
I
there.
like the landscapes of it. I like the whole set. It's just, you don't got to spend 30 minutes to show
Even that, like,
Steppenwolf
ancient
slapping their
Earth,
shit.
like.
I don't need that.
Yeah, and even the time they spend on like that ancient Earth, like Dark
I
Side
love that just
Sun
for
crew,
context. It reminded me,
but
you want to
like,
know what it actually reminded me very much so of a Lord of the Rings type of deal where you see, yeah, and the
but
Green
Green
Lanterns
Lanterns
were
were there.
there and a lot of more fantastical elements like the old gods were there. Like, it reminded me of that because Darkseid's supposed to be this ultimate evil who gets wrecked just like Sauron did. But you're telling me that Darkseid just like forgot where the anti-life equation was on Earth. In the movie, for those who are listening, one of the main things that Darkseid is looking for the anti-life equation. That's the same thing in comics. It's literally just controlling everybody's free will. It's comic booky shit.
It basically
Makes you
it
Jesus.
makes you like once you find the anti-life equation, it like makes people realize that like it's futile to resist suffering, and he can like turn people into mindless drones and like
Darkseid's
conquer
obsessed with
universe
this
with
shit,
the
and apparently
anti-life
he's on
equation.
Earth. So he finds it. And in this flashback, when they're establishing who Darkseid is, he gets wrecked. In the movie, Steppenwolf goes and says, "Hey, I found Earth. I found the planet that has anti-life." And Darkseid apparently went to 500,000 worlds looking for this one planet where he got wrecked on. And you're telling me he couldn't remember? You couldn't remember where you found the anti-life
Well,
equation out of all 500,000 planets? And in the flashback, he
he's been
gets wrecked like
everywhere, man.
Sauron. He does. He gets an axe right to the. Look up Avengers Endgame where Thor smacks Stan exact same way. And he escapes. And then I guess he forgot. Amnesia hits. And they find Earth again. So,
As
plot
often
holes, there are.
does.
It's very comic booky. I dig it. Would I ever watch it again? No. I would never keep it on the background again. Because I just.
Nah.
I don't need it.
You're not gonna watch you're not gonna watch the Justice
Nah,
League
and
Brave version when that comes out in a few weeks?
I'm not in a rush. I'm
That's
not in a
no one
rush
should.
to go back to this universe
I
either.
don't.
I would rather them come in with another Superman movie with Henry Cavill and just do it again. I don't even give a shit. Just do it again. Take another
Yeah,
swing.
take another swing. Like again, it's cool to see where he would have gone with it and like what they would have done. Last thing, really, I think like just because th this was an interesting thing for me, that final nightmare sequence. It was nice to finally see what it was fucking like for the Joker and Batman to interact. and like see Jared Leto finally actually like stretch his legs as the Joker a little bit, and I thought
I
that
did
scene was
too.
pretty
I
good.
thought that Batman threatening to quote unquote fucking kill him was a little on the nose, just to showcase like,
Oh
hey,
yeah.
this Batman really doesn't care. And I was thinking, well, the whole world looks like an apocalypse out there, so I guess I wouldn't either. So
So
I
what
think
is it?
some things were too on the nose.
Apparently Jared Leto ad-libbed the Joker
Fantastic,
in the
great.
movie.
Give the man an Oscar. Great. Give the man a fucking Oscar for saying he wants to give
Yeah.
Batman a reach around.
That's my favorite selling point, by the way, is when I just go, yeah, the Snyder Cut was great. Batman says fuck and the
Yeah.
Joker
I
says
mean, I
reach
even
around.
laughed at it not because I thought it was even, it was just, I was thinking, what? Like, it's just in context of
Yeah.
everything else. I was thinking, what? I think that it was a cool scene, but the nightmare scenes again, without context for anybody watching it, yeah, you would have no fucking clue what the hell the point of any of that is. Like, if you want to
What is
see where
going
it's
on?
supposed
Yeah.
to lead, you're
Because
thinking,
it
oh, it
never.
could, but ultimately, I don't think the point of the movie was driving in that direction. It's supposed to say that's not going to happen. This is what was avoided.
Yeah, the point of the movie is, yeah, like they're going to try and through just like through stopping Darkseid or whatever it's going to be, they're
Yeah,
going to
and
avoid this
I think that's
future.
pretty cool to show it. I have to give, I won't spend 20 minutes. I have to give him credit for this one, though. There were times where they were jumping around the different scenes and set environments. I was impressed with just how much work they put into giving each set its own personality. Like, you had Star Labs, you had Themyscira, you had it. We went through at least 5 to 10 different environments and sets, and it was pretty cool to see all that. I was thinking, damn, they really had to pump in a lot of money just to have this shit. Like, there was just so much
Oh,
to it, and I was just like, ah, oh, God, they really just built this world out.
and that stuff is great. In terms of bad design, you just reminded me of this because I feel I have to mention it because I've brought this up to multiple people at this point. The scene in
Yeah.
Gotham PD when they are going over
The
the
famous Batman sketch,
sketch,
yeah.
it looks like it was
Yeah.
drawn by a 4-year-old. They changed the sketch from the original cut. The sketch in the original cut was bad. This
Yeah, they
one is
somehow.
worse.
I'll just let people look it up. It looks like a fucking 5-year-old version of Batman.
Well, here's the thing. In the
Yeah.
original, it was a sketch of a parademon. And the problem in my head with that was people were saying, you know what this looks like? And the insinuation was supposed to be it looked like Batman. And it looks fucking nothing like Batman.
Yeah, it
Now it
looks more
looks
like
nothing like a
Batman.
parademon. And vaguely like Batman.
I thought it was just. It's
It looks like
ridiculous.
Batman
It is
Piderman.
ridiculous. And at that point, I was thinking, yeah, it's on par. It's funny because in the comics, too, in the original New 52 Justice League, that is actually supposed to be a funny point that actually happens from the comics. Like, somebody does make a sketch of a parademon and they think it's Batman. So I got what they were going for there. It looks so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. I have to
It's
say, it was kind of funny. And if
like,
they did that on purpose, I have to imagine somebody looked at this and said, yeah, this is dumb. And then he goes, that's the point. Okay. Have fun
part of
with it.
me wanted to almost be like, go to the, Gordon should have like turned to the cop and been like, what did your fucking daughter
Like,
draw this? Like, did the police sketch up? Did the police sketch artist
and
do that? Because he should be fired.
I'm totally all for having fun in these movies. Throw caution. I was fucking cackling during certain movies, like say Star Wars. I'm okay to have a good time with these kinds of movies. It's just the universe you're establishing this in is supposed to be, yo, this is fucking serious. And I get that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look at it through that lens. And when you put that kind of stuff in there, I'm just thinking, what? Like when the Joker asked Batman for a reach around, I'm like, what?
When you
Like,
break
huh?
the.
I was like, well, that's weird. Why would you ask that? Like,
Yeah.
why would you offer that, Joker?
It's
What's
very
going on
weird.
there?
Like in between his ribbing about making j fun funny jokes
Yeah,
about a murder
so
he did.
overall, if you couldn't tell from talking about it for 20 minutes, I think it's decent. I think you could save your time, though, if you really don't care about it. If you're not willing to spend like 4 hours and just keep in the background like I did, don't even bother. But I do think it marginally improved what I thought was an abysmal movie, the first one. Abysmal.
Yeah.
Still really excited to see what they do for a Flash movie, because I know they got the whole slow-mo speed stuff down. This only reinforced my opinion that they got it down. Really wish they just kind of change up some characterization for scripts, but Can't have it all, man.
In terms of Flash adjacent stuff, I'm more excited to see. I can't wait to see fucking Peter Capaldi as the Thinker.
Man, I swear, I'm so hyped for that movie. I'm so hyped for that movie. It's gonna be so ridiculous. I can't wait for it. I'm very much so looking forward to it. There's still good in this world to look forward to when it comes to DC. It's a fucking trial to hold out for these kinds of movies because DC.
The villain is fucking Starro.
I was gonna say the villain is DC Studios. That was the Snyder's cut. You should go watch it. Really quick, but yeah, you know what, Rich? I want to do this backwards. I want to talk about the news really quick, go through it, and then we can talk about games. Super Nintendo World opened up in Osaka. It's looking pretty lit.
I watched some videos. Did you see the rumored expansion?
No.
People are talking about. There's an archway in Super Nintendo World in Osaka that goes nowhere right now. And the designs around the archway look a lot like Donkey Kong Country stuff. So people are like, "Oh, is there going to be a Donkey Kong Country area?"
I don't want my hopes to get up. I don't want my hopes to go. Like the... You know,
like that's all I would want. You go, you do a small area. It's like, this is Donkey Kong Country.
There's something to be said for nostalgia when myself, a grown man, is really excited to hear about a fucking tropical jungle theme park featuring a gigantic ape. That's pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool,
dude. We'd be
that'd
we'd
be pretty cool
right now if I could get that, that wouldn't
be
Diddy
that
Gun.
Would be pretty damn cool. I think it's pretty cool just as for amusement park standards, because this is one of the first, if not the first, video game themed amusement parks. So I think that's pretty cool. I try not to look it up because I don't like looking up any of those theme parks. I like to just go and just see and be surprised by a lot of it. But quality is obviously there. I think even CNN covered this shit and they were impressed. Like, I think the quality is there.
Orlando's getting it in 2025.
I bet you it's not even going to hold a candle to it, to the Japan one. I have a feeling. Japan seems to have way more strenuous standards for what's going on. But then again, I think of Disney World over there in Florida, so who knows, you know? Who's to say?
It could still be very cool.
It all looks very, very cool.
The Mario Kart ride is like an, it's almost like an indoor roller coaster type thing, but like,
yeah, there's
AR
headsets
to it.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, you put on so you can like throw shells at each other and shit, and like, the way the track's set up, my understanding is like, if you're in front of me and I throw a red shell at you, like, your cart will like
it's
spin
cool.
out. Before, like, it's really cool. Like, they gamified
which is why I'm excited for expansions
ride.
Like that. I can imagine the DK Minecart Madness rides being AR and just shaking off or like jumping up as you had to in the past. I just think it's a lot of fun. You can get creative with it. I just think they have a lot of opportunity to really expand that. And I think it's pretty cool, again, how you have an amusement park that's based off a video game world. I just think that's really cool. It's the first of its kind to my knowledge, and you kind of put that in the public eye.
Awesome.
You start to think, okay, well, what else are we going to be able to do with this? But then again, Nintendo's Nintendo. You know, they are the Disney World of video games because they have their household brands where Mario is fucking equated with Mickey Mouse. So, you know, it's hard to say. But I'm looking forward to how it actually fleshes out.
Go get yourself a Mario crate.
I've heard they had some pretty good swag that people are buying. They're importing over here.
No, dude, you know the swag. Like, if we can import it, that I am 100% gonna just order off the internet. There's a Bob-omb cookie jar.
That's pretty cool.
And I want.
But yeah, it's looking pretty nice. So that's Super Nintendo World. Sony acquired Evo. That was a pretty big deal. I didn't expect that. Did not expect that at all.
Yeah.
For those who don't know what Evo is, it's that. a fighting game organization. They have tournaments every year. It's pretty much the fighting game tournament that people train for most of the time. Yeah. You have your smaller circuits, but yeah.
Finally.
It's coming. It's finally coming out. For those who didn't know, last year Evo had a lot of scandals come out about the people who were running the show there. Was it for sexual misconduct?
A lot of it was in the Super Smash Bros. Community in particular.
A lot of people who were responsible for being in partnership with Evo, or just some people who ran the organization were accused of sexual misconduct. Obviously, that is bad. So they completely canned the thing. And now Sony bought it. So now we got Sony. I'm pretty happy about it. I'm
So
happy about
I don't know
that.
what
I
that
think it's
means
great.
in turn. I think I don't. It's not like people have like weird concerns. They're like they're not gonna like cut non-Sony games out of the event. Like that's just not gonna happen.
Yeah, I think somebody was. I think people were initially
It's
concerned over will this include now Super Smash Brothers or any non-Sony title? And I'm thinking, yeah, of course. Yeah, well.
yeah, of course. I don't think that's gonna change. It doesn't make sense to change it.
Yeah. I don't think. I think that this is a different
Like that, it.
division of Sony that is outside of Sony Interactive that has no reason to care over whether or not you have one of the
The
biggest games.
only thing it can change, the only thing I can see it changing is where Evo happens.
Yep, I agree with that. I agree with that. I don't think it's going to be a matter of games either. I don't know why. For Super Smash Bros. Alone, I would not understand why Sony would ever do that and say, yeah, we're going to nix that.
It's
It's too big. And
too
even
big of
if,
a
no
part of
matter
the
what your
event.
opinion on it is as to whether Super Smash Bros. Is a fighting game or not, you can't deny the community. So there it is. I think I think it'll end up being wildly successful. I also think since Sony has the money, they can potentially make bigger tournament pools and make it a lot larger as an event, which is pretty cool. So I'm actually looking forward to
And I guarantee every single game that is in Evo that has a PlayStation version will be the PS5 version will be in
That'd be
use for
pretty cool.
tournament play.
That'd be
That's
pretty
what I
cool.
can tell you will be different.
So that's cool. Speaking of PlayStation as well, the PS5 VR controller was revealed. So that does confirm what everybody already knew. There's going to be a new controller.
Which is that they
Yeah.
are going forward with that. From the look of that controller, it looks pretty cool. They're doing inside out tracking. You can tell
Yeah.
just by looking at the way the controllers work. Which is good because that's the thing they needed to do to make this on par with PC headsets. So that's
Yeah, it
good
was actually
news.
pretty cool. I think that was pretty cool to see. This was already expected too, because they didn't really announce anything when the PS5 was even revealed or even when it launched. So it was kind of already expected they would come out with something. I'm glad they're
Throw
continuing
your
to support it.
PSVR in
I
the
want them to
garbage.
continue to support it because they know that there is a market for affordable VR, and people will buy this if they keep enhancing and upgrading it. So keep making competition in the space for it in the console market. Be happy to see it. I just hope that this expands their capability so that they can host more titles other than just PlayStation specific titles in the future. So, dash to hope.
Absolutely.
And finally, from what I have here, yeah, Gotham Knights, that Batman game that everybody thought was another Arkham Court of Owls game, which would have been infinitely cooler, but here we are. That's delayed to 2022. COVID.
Yeah, I agree that would have been infinitely cooler. I'm still pretty excited
Yeah,
for this
yeah.
game, so I'll wait
I
patiently.
know it sounds like a complete slap in the face. I still dig the potential of this game. This is a game
We're
that
gonna
I
have more of
really
that.
think the Avengers game should have been. This type of game as a service should have been the kind of foundational setup that the Avengers should have had in terms of being able to drop in, drop out, play with others, pick your roster, and level them up and go to different raids and do all these different things with enemies. That's the kind of game that I like because the expectation is there for that kind of game. With the Avengers, which you could even talk about because you played the Hawkeye expansion, the Avengers game was not built on that kind of thought process and it wasn't presented as such. So that's why I kind of fell flat. So I'm really actually looking forward to this game for Gotham Knights. Because I actually think they're going to
Me
do
too.
a good job with it. I hope they do a good job with it, but it looks like they have all their ducks in a row with how they want
Me
it
too.
to function, how they want it to actually build out. It sounds like long term, they definitely have a plan and a roadmap for it, for what it could be. Like, I think in the demo, they showed the Mr. Freeze domain there and they were playing through that. I think that's really fucking
Yeah.
cool, and they could
They
really
showed
go
like
ham with the different
it's like an ice
Batman
pillar, yeah.
mythos and the lore. So I'm pretty excited for all that. I think it'll be an excellent title.
Yeah, you're ready, man? We'll party up. I'll play Barb. You
I'll be the
dick.
dick to your Barb.
Batgirl got Tonfa.
Yeah, I'm in it, and they also will have expandable characters, I'm sure. It'll be a good time. I think that there's enough there to be sustainable for multiple years. Yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for is... Yeah, I bet you expansions bring in more members of the Bat family, because you got Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, Tim Drake, and Barbara Gordon, and then from there, I mean, you can...
You can really do anything with it. It's exciting. And just for the villains, too.
Give us
Clayface. I was going to say, not even Clayface as a character. I would love to fight Clayface. One thing that I think could be really... What I was considering when I was just thinking about how all the different fights could be set up. Say, like, Mr. Freeze, you have this whole icy landscape from one of the Gotham Towers that he completely froze over. Cool. Love it. Think it's great. Clayface could be a more... Clayface could be a minor villain to that, which... I don't usually like, but it's Clayface, so what are you going to do? And I love Clayface. But it'd be really cool if he kind of changed himself into some common thug or something and kind of ran into the fray, and you really wouldn't know who he is until you start fighting. Like, they have a lot of cool potential to expand that out, and I'm interested to see how creative they can get. So there's a lot of fun with that. So I'm looking forward to it. But Rich, I want to use this as a very nice segue. Tell us about that Hawkeye DLC. Is it good? Is it crap?
I don't know. The short answer is I don't know. I started trying to play it last night, and I couldn't find which mission I'm supposed to start with. Like, the mission directory in that game is so fucking trash. And I was a little bit buzzed because we were on a birthday stream for our friend last night, and then I tried to start it after, and I was like, I can't fucking do this right now. I haven't played much of it yet. I played Hawkeye's Danger Room scenario just to get a feel for his character. He has enough of a variance on from what Kate Bishop was that I think his playability feels interesting. The main reason I wanted to even bother to talk about it this week is because I want to talk about how fucking terrible the save.
Did you see the I know you saw the actual list that they provided and how in terms of how to do that with the steps you had to follow to do that? It's pretty absurd. Yeah. You could talk about it, please. I would love to.
Okay, so here's the nonsense you have to do. You have to have the PS4 and PS5 versions installed on your PS5.
Which is already absurd for your memory space, but okay.
Transfer save. So, it's 120 gigs of your drive.
Just pure Avengers.
So, you have to you boot up the PS4 version, and on the most recent version, on one of the tabs on the main menu, there's an import save option. Or like save import or whatever it says. So you go to that, and it takes a second, boots up, and goes, okay, next time you fire up the PS5 version, it'll bring your save over. Like, doing it is simple. It's ridiculous that, like, I have to jump through the hoops of having this both versions installed and then making sure I delete the correct version afterwards. Like, the hoops you have to jump through are absurd, whereas, like, Microsoft thought of this stuff. If you have the Xbox version, your save will just be there. It just does it on its own. I don't understand how they didn't think of this stuff.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. It's so hackneyed that... Imagine a kid having to do that.
Yeah, that's...
Or, like, asking their parents, hey, parent, can you help me do this transfer? And they're just reading this fucking list like an IKEA manual. They're like, what?
No, son.
I got business. But yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Beyond that, I've been playing.
Oh wait, before you get into that too, Spider-Man was also delayed again.
Yeah.
In Avengers.
Well, saying he was delayed is a little absurd.
Oh yeah, it's true. Well, they pushed him back even further for their theoretical date.
Well, I don't think they did, though. That's the thing. Like, because, like, the news story was like, oh, Spider-Man will now come after Black Panther. I'm like, I don't think he was ever supposed to come.
I didn't even know that either. All I know is that he's not coming out until later. And,
yeah. But Black Panther
is... Yeah, so I don't know anymore. I don't know how to explain it. So the game is on its legs. But tell me about Deep Rock Galactic.
I like Deep Rock Galactic a lot. I'd been playing a bunch of it on Game Pass on the Windows version for a while, and then very suddenly, a bunch of our friends got into the game, and they're playing it on Steam, and there's no cross compatibility. So I finally had to bite the bullet, and abandon the progress I had made on my driller in Windows and start over on Steam.
Fantastic.
That game's just really fucking good. Like, it's so entertaining. I've been playing a little bit of the Engineer today, earlier today. Just learning the other classes. I didn't really play around with much. For anyone who's unfamiliar, Deep Rock Galactic is this, like, four-player co-op, sort of, like, instance-based game where you're playing as dwarves who are miners in space for a company called Deep Rock Galactic. And there's a bunch of different mission types, but to summarize it, basically, there's four different classes, Engineer, Scout, Gunner, and Driller. Everybody has, like, a different role. You can double up on roles. You don't need to fill out every role to launch. And basically, you get shot in, like, this giant drill into the center of these planets. And sometimes you're there to build, like, an oil refinery type thing or kill certain monsters or, like, find a certain resource and mine it out of the wall with your pickaxe. And all the while, like, these alien spiders and shit are trying to kill you. It's just really fun. I like to yell in rock and stone at my dwarves. In between missions, you can go back and there's a bar in your mining platform, and you can just, like, order drinks and dig around. The game's got a hell of a style. There's so much content at this point, and it's polished to all hell. Like, it's hard to encapsulate what exactly it is, because it's a first-person shooter, but there's so much more to it than that. And it's a squad-based first-person shooter, but all the missions are, like, instant objective-based.
Love this game. It's so much fun. It's so fucking fun.
It's so good.
Rock and Stone. So much fucking fun. I think
Stone.
It's also what, $25? Okay.
$30.
Yeah. This is a great game to play.
But there's a lot of game there.
Of things to do. And I would always recommend just going to the community if you don't have anybody to play with, because I think that this is a game that you should play with people. It is so much fun. And yes, it's not a time waster, I should say, time waster when I say that is actually a good thing. I mean, you're just kind of chugging away doing things. Yeah.
You can lose yourself in it, but, like, none of it ever...
Yeah, you can lose time because you're just having so much fun with it, is the way that I would put it. A lot of different diversification with the classes. I think that's half the fun, too. I think there was the Demolitionist or whatever it was when I was playing it a few months back. And I would always be drilling. And I'd always be drilling. And the driller can really drill up into a certain point. And one of the things that I loved doing was just drilling directly into the earth.
Because
you could see a 3D map of where you are. So I'd always just make a 90-degree drill angle from right when we start and get out of the ship. I would go down and then make a left and just go in. And everybody would follow me and we'd all go. And then when we realized we had to beeline it back up, there was no feasible way to go back up the way I came, because I didn't make it at an angle. I drilled straight down, and we always got messed up.
You'd have to have an engineer make, like, a number of platforms or something. You know what's funny is I'm trying a bunch of the different classes now. Like, the previous, like, 8 hours I had put in, I was just playing the driller. I love the driller. And my first mission back with the guys, like, doing it, I'm hacking through a wall with a pickaxe, and I'm like, I need my drills, like, pickaxing a wall. And I'm like, damn, bitch, you live like this? Like, how do you guys get anything done
without drills? Yeah, it's pretty fun. And I think when you get overwhelmed by the aliens and the insects that they have, it's equally as fun when you lose. It really just challenges you to try different things and just mix things up and just have fun. And then after a hard day's drill, you go back, you have a brew with the boys, and then you just go right back in it and do it again. I think it's just such a funny game. It really is.
As you level up, the bar starts stocking different types of beer that do, like, weirder shit. Like, there's one we had last night, I think it was called, like, Molten something or other, and you drink it, and then you just start randomly exploding.
Yeah.
There's one that shrinks you down to half size temporarily. All for, like, comic effect. Like, it doesn't have any real bearing on your gameplay when you launch to a mission, but it's just funny to dick around with. There's a button in the launch bay where you can temporarily turn off the gravity to fuck with everybody.
It's,
That game has a lot of heart
It's
and
just so
humor.
much fun. I think that over time they have a lot of room to keep expanding upon it. And I'm really excited to kind of see a
The
lot of
next
it, where it goes.
expansion, I believe, Vinny was talking to me about this earlier. They plan to introduce a third primary weapon for every class. Because right now, like, as you level up your characters, like, for example, the primary weapon of the driller is a flamethrower, and when you get him to a certain level, you get a mission spec to unlock a cryo cannon that replaces his flamethrower as his primary weapon. And they're going to add a third primary for every character class, which could very well change the way they play. Which that alone is like very cool. Like everybody has a very specific like role to fill. Like learning, I just started learning the engineer, which is a totally different feel from anything I was playing. The engineer has a shotgun and a grenade launcher, and his utility thing is he has like this gun that makes these big spongy platforms that you can climb on.
I love that. It's fun.
Oh, and he has turrets. That's his other utility item is he can set up two turrets, much like our boy
Much like
Torbjorn.
Torbjorn.
And then the thing I didn't realize, and I almost got myself killed in a mob, was when you set up your turrets, they cannot be destroyed, and you can recall them and reset them at any time. But because they cannot be destroyed, you have to
Yep.
manually refill the ammo on them. So I was like, why are my turrets not working? And you have to go back and
They
like fill them back up.
actually have a lot of different twists and turns for how the classes operate and how you have to kind of master them. Like even for the driller, you really can't waste your drilling fuel because other than that, you can't get that back.
No. And there's tons of fun different ways to use the drill. Like Vinny was just getting into the driller when him and I were playing earlier, and he ended up really liking using the drill as a weapon, which you can totally do, that's viable. So I was explaining to him like, oh yeah, as you go down that skill tree, like you can get an upgrade for the driller that I used a lot, which was when you're using the drill as a weapon, when you're using it on enemies, it cools down instead of overheating. Or there's one where it adds like these barbed tips to the end of your drill to make it do more damage in combat.
Love it. I love it all. I love it all and I want more of it. I wish I
That
could
game's
actually
great.
play it again. I can't right now, but it's a lot of fun. And
Anytime you want, I will be
I
playing
the
that game
second
with
I
you,
get
promise.
back to a computer that can actually do it, I would love to. It's just it's a great game. Is it on consoles?
It is on.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's on everything.
I was gonna
I
say
think it's on PS4 and
it's been out
Xbox.
for a while now.
It's definitely on Xbox. I think it's on PS4
It's
also.
been out for a while now, but it's just a great game. Yeah, Rock and Stone. I hope
Rock and
everybody
Stone.
actually plays it. I think it's just, I can't say much more about it. It's just it is. It's literally you drill, you go in,
Yeah.
you collect materials, you fight these alien insectoids, you come back, you have a beer, you go do your talent trees, and then go do the same
And
shit again. It's all the same, but just different in a way that keeps it fresh. It's just a fun time. Just a fun time.
also your android minecart that you dump your materials into is called the Mule, and I die every time you call it and the dwarves go, "Get over here, donkey."
It's definitely just a. It's just such a fucking weird game. You just keep drilling. There's no end to it.
Where's the
I think it's pretty
minecart
cool in that
with
the mule does
legs?
come. It's just a fun little. And
Yeah.
it's just crawling like a little spider, and you just have to protect it. And then you gotta run back. You gotta beeline it when you're done back to the ship. You have to beeline it.
Oh, yes. When you finish your mission, you have to hit a button to extract and call in the drop pod, and the seismic activity of calling in the drop pod like has
Yeah.
everything on your ass. So you gotta like sprint back, and I think it's usually like a 5 minute timer. Like you have 5 minutes to get in the drop pod and get out, and it usually spawns pretty far away
It's
from you.
pretty fucking funny.
Thing I didn't know until I jumped in after I got back from lunch to play with the guys some more, and you can join, like you can drop in like mid mission if they're in a mission, and if you do that, it brings you into the match like you're a supply drop.
That's pretty fun.
Like you're in a
Like an
personal like drill thing,
ODST
and
pod.
all of a sudden when you load in,
Yeah.
you see yourself in like the window of an ODST pod like drilling through the earth, and then it smashes on the ground and all the walls just fall
The
down like a
biggest
supply
fucking
drop
crater on
fell.
planet Earth, and out comes this dwarf. And you're like, hey, what's going on? So great.
I'm like, I'm ready
Yeah.
to drill, boys.
So please collect at least one other person. Go
That
play
game is
this
great.
game. If you can't, again, go to. They have to have a Discord community, I'm positive. Or just go anywhere. You can find people.
I'm sure that, and you can queue up. Vinny was telling me he was like so itching for. He was playing with Rando
yeah,
night and he had a great time.
I played with a few. I don't know. I like the ability to just be, and maybe you could just offer them your voice chat server. Like I think it's much better when you're talking to them.
Yeah.
So definitely recommend it. It's only $30. It's on sale a lot of the time. So please. Yeah, please. Just go
great.
For it. Let's go ahead and go to the drop.
Let's just buy the product. Right. The drop. Release radar for this week. Doom 3 VR edition is coming to PSVR March 29th. I don't even like Doom 3 that much, but I'm going to check this out. Elite Dangerous Odyssey Alpha comes to PC on the 29th. Evil Genius 2 World Domination comes to PC on the 30th. I Saw Black Clouds hits PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch on the 30th. All of the Kingdom Hearts comes to PC on March 30th. It is a Epic Game Store exclusive. Narita Boy comes to PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch on the 30th. Shelter 3 hits PC on March 30th. And The Binding of Isaac, the Final Repentance DLC, comes to PC on March 31st.
Finally, all the Kingdom Hearts in one place. Oh, yeah, Monster. We said it last week. Monster Hunter comes out, too, on Friday. Monster Hunter Rise comes out on the Switch on Friday. Pretty excited for that, actually.
I want to see
where that goes. Kingdom Hearts. Listen, I'm going to be real with you guys. If you're ever curious about playing Kingdom Hearts,
I don't care.
Listen, just go in. It's a good game. But just don't.
It is, but it's
don't you fucking bother with the story. Just don't bother. Do yourself a favor. This thing is just a clusterfuck. It is a spider's web. It's a spider's web where once you get caught, the Black Widow descends and just wants to kill you, and that Black Widow is Disney and Square Enix. Just don't do it. You know what? If you really want to and you're really compelled to, read it up online. Maybe you can make sense of it, but just have a good time with it. I think it's a great game to just play, and I think it has a great fighting system. But again, my personal history was it with after Kingdom Hearts 2 came out, which was over a decade ago, it lost steam for me. I just couldn't follow it. So more power to you, but now it's all available in one place. Play the first one. I think the first one's still a great game.
High school,
I think the second one's still a great game too.
Actually, when you say, you know, when you say, like, you know, it was over a decade ago Kingdom Hearts 2 came out. Kingdom Hearts 2 is a PlayStation 2 game.
Yep.
That's how
and,
long Kingdom Hearts 2 came out.
Chain of Memories, which was the other game that I believe came out for the Game Boy Advance. So I was playing that on my Game Boy SP. I remember that late nights, just playing that in my bed under my covers to avoid being caught. Chain of Memories. And that was from my SP. That's fucking wild.
I got to tell you something. I didn't bring it up for this show because I haven't played enough yet. I'm playing
so what's in there?
Game Boy Advance SP.
What's in there? What's in there? Let me see that.
Sorry.
Is it Frozen right now? Is it Frozen? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I gotta say. Oh, it's Mother 3! It's a Mother 3 fan translation. Oh, wow. Great game.
Yeah. That's what
Fantastic game.
I'm very early hours, so I didn't bother to bring it up this week, but I like this game a lot so far.
That ended up being one of my favorite games that I wish actually had an official, I'm sure everybody agrees, had an official translated version of it. One day I think it'll happen. One day. I wouldn't say never. It's going to happen eventually.
We got it for Earthbound 1. We got, I'm sorry, for Mother, for the original Mother, we got it, like, not too long ago. It was Earthbound Beginnings. So...
Yeah.
Never saying that at this point. Because people often forget that Earthbound, as it's called in the U.S., is actually Mother.
And...
So that's what I always wonder about. Would it be Earthbound 2?
I bet they would just call it... I think at this point, they would genuinely call it just Mother 3. I don't think they'd call it Earthbound 2. I'm not sure why. I have to look into... one day I'll just look into it for the funnies. I forgot why, with the localization of Earthbound, why it was called Earthbound. I know it had something to do with the copywriting and the it's just, I want to see, I forgot the exact reason. Because I like the name Earthbound. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Mother sounds like a horror movie. And you also have no idea what's going on there. But.
Well, Well, the concept of it being called Mother was because, like, you save at your house in that game. Like, the idea of being, like, you're on this big epic quest, but you can always go back home to your mother.
A lot of fun, though. Love that game. Very witty writing, which is one of my favorite parts of it. And the combat's also fun. These guys in these games, there's so much heart in these games. Every fight has its own theme, unique to the enemy that you're actually fighting, depending on how many you're fighting. They have a generic battle theme, but if you're fighting like a bat, they have the bat theme. If you're fighting like some other thing, they have a theme for it.
I was gonna retro this up, but I'm enjoying actually playing it on an SP so much more. Like just holding a little SP in my hand and like sitting on my couch playing Mother 3. It's fun. It's fun.
It's pretty fucking great. It's a classic. So go play that. Play Kingdom Hearts though if you wish. I'm warning you. I'm giving you warning.
Yeah.
You're gonna like it. You're gonna meet people who may even say, "Fuck this guy. I love that game. Do it up. More power to you." I couldn't. Couldn't do it. Fuck Goofy.
Couldn't do it.
Yep. But not Donald Lag. Outside of what I've been playing, because I know we're nearing the end here, I will tell you, I've just been playing Loop Hero. That's it. It's a good game. Great game.
Loop Hero's
great
good.
Game.
I've heard that Loop
Hero. I thought you're like, from me. I'm like, yeah, that's true. I did. Great game. Still enjoy the hell out of it. For the Switch, I'm of two minds right now. Since I beat Super Ghouls and Ghosts, I was thinking, Eric, what's next? You know, what else could you I felt on top of the world. I felt like Atlas holding the world up. I was like, what else could be next? Because that's it. That's the paragon of my achievements.
I don't think that's how he felt doing that.
You know, just thinking about it. I don't know yet. I want to get Monster Hunter Rise. That comes out Friday. Big fan of that game. I think I'm going to get it the next payday, though, so I'm going to be a few days late to the potty. But I don't know why I said it like that. And I don't have an accent. And, I was thinking the next game I would play would be Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 and finish that out, because I never did. And that's actually a pretty fun game. Great. And one thing that I've always, I always think about Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, I remember years ago when they were talking about the roster, and we were shitting all over it. Or, I'm sorry, I was shitting all over it. I gotta give credit where credit's due here. I used to shit on this game so hard, both for the art style, the gameplay, the roster. And I still come before you today, humble listeners, and tell you that I am not a judgmental elitist fan. I am a big liar. I gotta change sometimes, because I shit on this game so hard, and I think that it's such a fun time. I think it's such a great game. It is.
You also did wait until they added Cyclops.
They were going to say, before you change your tune. And I was thinking, well, that's, you know, the two are mutually exclusive, I assure you. The 90s X-Men do. This game makes me wish we had another X-Men Legends game. I don't want an Ultimate Alliance game. I don't want it. I want an X-Men Legends game. This goes X-Men back to fighting arcade cabinets with X-Men and what was it, the Secret of the Atom or whatever the hell, that Battle for the Atom, whatever the first game was.
Children of the Atom.
This goes back all the way to then. Give me a game just with the X-Men again. That roster, you think Ultimate Alliance has a wacky ass roster? Give me an X-Men roster. That entire game would be the wackiest thing, and it will remind you real quick at how weird X-Men is. It's so much fun.
Well, X-Men Legends 2, when the X-Men and the Brotherhood team up to fight Apocalypse, and you can have your team be, like, as wacky as shit. You're like, my team is, like, Iceman, Toad, Avalanche.
You actually could play as Toad, and that...
Yeah.
Would I ever use him? No. But you could. That's what really matters here. People really gave time. This guy can come up to a place and say, yeah, I programmed Toad. All right, fuck it. Fuck it, man. It's great. Yeah. I think there's so much potential to have another X-Men game and bring it back into the fold. Have Classic Wolverine, get Psylocke up in there, get the New Mutants up in there, get 90s X-Men up in there, get Dazzler, because they never really show her enough. Get Jubilee. Get everybody. Get everyone.
figure out a way to make forget me not.
Do it. Get Warlock in there from the New Mutants. Banshee. Yeah, give me the X-Man. Give me Maddox. Give me everybody. Give me everybody and just make it work. And I'll pay you money. I'll give you my money. That's how it works. Transactions. Yeah. So I'm going to play that, though, I think, next. I'm looking forward to Monster Hunter, though. I think that this is going to be divisive with people because everybody's kind of drank that Monster Hunter World Kool-Aid. So I think this is going to be a little divisive for some people in terms of enjoying it. But I still think the core Monster Hunter fan base is more than enough where they're going to eat up every single bit of this. Totally. I'm also going to be playing this only with the Joy-Cons. I don't have the Pro Controller with me, so I don't have the Hori gamepad that I think you do. You have the Hori attachment?
The split Hori gamepad.
Yeah, I heard it was really good. I didn't want to spend $60 on it yet. I want to see how it goes with the Joy-Cons.
I get that. Like, I got it on, like, an Amazon flash sale.
The thing looks like a fucking starship. It's so big.
It's so large, mm-hmm. but it's so
I'm thinking of... I haven't had a Joy-Con with drifting issues yet, so I'm going to try it. It'll end up being cool. Maybe I'll break the damn thing. I don't know. But I'm really excited for that. I just want to see... I want to just see how far this game goes, because they introduce a lot of new things into it. Nintendo is known for Capcom's known for really supporting Monster Hunter titles for a while, and just giving you so much DLC, so I'm pretty excited to see this one, and,
And we know there's a PC version.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So that means
and you know what? This is a good step in the direction towards having kind of a lower graphical fidelity, but the quality of life improvements from World. It doesn't look as great, obviously. You're not going to get that. But they have the open map now. Now you can just navigate throughout the entire map, just like World. No load times in terms of going anywhere. Yeah. I think that's great. And now you can travel into a bunch of different places. Will it be cool?
World.
Maybe. But I'm looking forward to it.
And you can ride your dog.
Yeah, you can go faster. Who hasn't ever wanted to go fast?
You gotta bring those cats.
Friend lines. I remember my brother watched the Monster Hunter movie. Oh, I'm sorry, my mother did. My mother watched the Monster Hunter movie. She's like,
oh.
She said, is this a video game movie? No. She's like, yeah, I watched Monster Hunter. And I said, what did you think of it? And she said, it wasn't good at all. I really didn't like it, and I was kind of confused. I didn't understand what was going on, really, with it. I didn't get some of the jokes or the right. I said, oh, well, it's based on a video game. That's probably why. I said, and she goes, you know, that makes so much sense, because there was this really weird scene with these cats, and I just did not get it. I thought it was so weird, and I was laughing. I was dying, because I was thinking, why did they do this? It's like, why do you do this? You just can't help yourself. Yeah. And I just imagine the scene. I didn't even look it up. I just imagine the scene with Palico's dancing, and the average viewer, which is my mother, thinking, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing?
The chef cat is in it.
I met the grand meowster in real life with you. It didn't look like how it was in the movie. I'm just saying.
That was a pretty great day for us.
Well, that's it for me, Rich. Let's get the broom out. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's sweep up a little bit here. Thanks to Ed Biquette for our wonderful intro and outro.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry. I can't do what? This. No, it's... I was trying to say something.
They're like, I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, Eddie's fine.
I lost the thread. Thanks to Ed Biquette for our intro. Thank you to Heather Ramos for our wonderful artwork. Ask us questions, geckogamespodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter. I am @TheRichMeister0. You can, of course, find Eric @Beautiful_Eric. You can also find me on my other home at SwordJob.com. But Eric, lots of the people.
Hey man, listen. I'm so salty about Kingdom Hearts just because it stole my time. But I genuinely think now that you have all of it in front of you, who knows? I keep thinking about this as maybe you have the power to binge a series where I had to wait weekly for it. You know, maybe it's like that. I still don't think you'll get the full story to enjoy it, but give it a shot. I think I was too rough on it earlier. But really, fuck that game.
My moment of zen, which we can talk more about after I stop hitting record, is I listened to you. I watched Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that offline. Because I want to know more about it. Goodbye, everybody. Be well.
Bye.